Five, four, three, two, one, and we're live. Live is October the 5th. Oh, November the 5th, actually. November the 5th. Run down on the UFC. Couple updates on the UFC. UFC 230 just passed on Saturday. There was a solid card, pretty interesting fights. In my opinion, the best match of the night was Chris Weidman and Ronaldo. That was a good match. I think Weidman was dominating the match. He was winning the first two rounds, maybe the third not so much, but definitely the first two. He was just rocking Ronaldo. But you know, it doesn't really matter how much you dominate the matches. If you know one good punch or one good combination of punches or even submissions, and you know, it's pretty much game over. The same thing happened on 229 with Derek Lewis and Volkov. Volkov was dominating the match. All three rounds, even the last round, he was just, you know, dominating, and then the power of a punch of the beast put him down. So with that being said, doesn't really matter how much you dominate the match, you know, and also the willing of winning, the desire of winning is also plays a lot on this kind of matches. Chris Weidman and Ronaldo Jacruz, my opinion, the fight of the night. Also, Stylebender, man. I'm a big fan of Stylebender. Israel, aka Stylebender. First round, man. KO, man, is against a wrestler. You know, Stylebender is more of a kickboxer, Muay Thai stand-up style, and against Derek, which is more of a wrestler style. Wrestlers complicate a lot of stand-up guys, because you know, the takedowns, stand-up, you're more worried about the takedowns, so you don't put your guard up a lot, so you get punched a lot. So, but in this case, man, in this fight wasn't the case. So, I'm a big fan of Stylebender. I'm fucking high on this guy. 185. Has a pretty good future champ, in my opinion, with Stylebender. His head is right on the money, right on the fights. He does not give a fuck. He wants to fight anybody and anywhere. So that's a plus on this fucked up sport called the UFC. And I mean it in a good way. Carl Robinson defeated Jack. Man, that's by decision on the third round. I mean, they went all three rounds, but you know, middleweight is also coming up, man. You know, you got Carl, you got Stylebender, you got Gerard, and Ronaldo. So all those fights were middleweight. You know, this getting stacked. I think the middleweight, which is 185, and the 155 are stacked. They're just, you know, on top. They're just coming up with good fighters, and it's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting how Dana's gonna, you know, have all these guys fight each other at one point or another. I'm pretty sure by the mid of next year, all these guys are gonna fight each other. He even said it on the post fight interview, so it's gonna be interesting. It really is. I'm excited for that. Gerard won by KO on the second round. He beat David. You know, David has gone through a lot of fights, a lot of wars. It's 22-5. It's a lot of fights, man. That's 27 fights right there. The same matches as Khabib. You know, and having 20 plus fights on MMA, even on boxing, man, it's not easy. It's not easy. And then you don't take account on your amateur fights. Sometimes they don't count for your record. So, you know, tough. It's tough, man. It's not easy. Chris White, man. and Ronaldo, man. That was the match of the night. It really was. Ryman had him for the first two rounds, and you know, the third round, Ronaldo came up, clean shots, clean punches. Both guys been through a lot. More Ronaldo, to my opinion. He's 26-6, you know, and one no contact. Well, but you know, that's a lot of fights too, man. That's a lot of fights. That's you know, 32-34 fights. I think he's the next in line for the champ. But you know, Wyman, I think Wyman should go up to 205. He's been through to some difficult fights, especially with Spider Anderson Silva. Even though he won two of them, but one of them he won because the, you know, horrible injury that Silva suffered, the broken leg. Let's see what's next with White Man. You know, there's been said on a lot of interviews by Dana and by other people that he might go up to 205, which, you know, I think he should. He's a big guy, so I don't think he has a problem with making that weight. The main event, Daniel Cormier, DC, versus The Beast, Derek Lewis. You know, the experts, you know, I don't consider myself an expert, but I did call, you know, and I did not have I did not give my predictions this time. I should have, but I didn't have time to do an episode or but I did put DC up. I did put DC winning this match. I think he's hungry, he's motivated, he's focused on the Brock Lesnar fight. And again, the wrestling style, the grappling style versus the striker of Derek Lewis is difficult for a striker. And DC is a good striker too, so he can stand up if he needs to. But, you know, how did he win the fight? On the second round submission, by a takedown, single leg takedown, mounted, when took his back, and a real neck choke. You know, and you know, wrestlers are also not just wrestlers, but jiu-jitsu guys are, and grapplers in general are very patient. You know, very patient. And okay, that's fine. And let's go. Let's do the extra stuff. Let's do all this stand up and let's takedowns. And you know, I failed takedowns. Blah blah. But they're very patient. Very patient. I know, cause I'm a jiu-jitsu guy. So you gotta be patient. You gotta be patient. You gotta conserve your energy. You can't just fucking try burn out for the first two rounds. You gotta be patient. And patient is the key for everything. You learn that early on. Your white belt. Because, you know, you're not patient, you gassed out, you're fucked. You get tapped out, you get your fucking neck cranked, you get hurt, you can get hurt. So patient is always the key word. And if something is not working and you're, you know, dumping energy, the best thing, and one of the best advice that I got by Rolling is, if this is not working, stop it. Stop. Just stop. Calm down and try something different. Try something different. Try something different. Like every couple seconds, if it's not working, stop. So, wrestlers, jiu-jitsus, guys are very, very, very full of patience. So that's a good thing to have, especially in this kind of sports. So DC was patient enough to do the takedown, patient enough to get Derrick Lewis back, and they end up with the choke. After winning, he called out Brock Lesnar again. So I think it's a for sure thing. The first couple months of the next year will probably happen, which will be interesting. But I think it will not be his last match. I think he will defend the heavyweight, and then he will take on the winner of John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. But we'll see. Quick rundown on the UFC 230. The lineup: light heavyweight, Jimmy versus Thiago Santos. Women match: Claudia versus Nina. Featherweight: Renato versus Mirsad. And women flyweight, co-main event: Valentina Shevchenko versus Joanna. And the main event: Max Holloway versus my main man, Brian Ortega, T.C.D. Ortega. So we'll see. This is going to be Saturday, September the 8th. It's going to be an interesting fight, especially with the Brian Ortega and Max Holloway. Hopefully, Max is healthy and doesn't have any more issues. UFC 230, Saturday, September 29. They always do this kind of card, like towards the end of the year. And T-Mobile Arena, which is going to be in Las Vegas, obviously. It's going to be a stack, man. It's a stack card. But the co-main event, and the main event is the headliners. Chris Cyborg, man. And Amanda Nunes. It's going to be an interesting fight. I'm going towards Chris. John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. I'm leaning on John Jones. Think this motherfucker's hungry. He wants to come back and reclaim what he never lost. So it's going to be a John Jones comeback exhibition match. And not exhibition, because Alexander is a great fighter, but I believe that Jones will win and reclaim the 205 belt. Other than that, man, I was intrigued with the I was happy to see the 232 press conference. You know, both Jones and Alexander taking shots at each other. I think I always said before, the first rounds are the most crucial ones. That means the press conference, the first interviews that you guys, you know, especially with fighters, face off. I think on this one, John Jones won. Alexander, what he got going for himself was, I beat you, everybody knows that I beat you. And Jones was like, well, I didn't really train for this, for that match, and I still won. No, I won. And then Jones was asking him, well, did you beat so-and-so? No? Okay. So did you beat so-and-so? No? Okay. So you did you beat so and so? No, I didn't. Okay. So, but you beat me though. You won. You beat me. You won my match. You won the match that we had, the first match. Yes, I did. So, I think for fighters and I think anybody in general, you should not bring up the past, man. Fuck it. That was five years ago. That for them was 5 years ago. Just fucking let it go. He should just be like, you know, that was 5 years ago. He won. My personal opinion is that I won. But, you know, it was a decision, and a decision can go either way. He won, and this time's going to be different. That's it. Don't go back with saying, I won. I beat you. But you lost against him. Yes, but I beat you. That's all that matters. No, motherfucker. It does not matter. You lost. Fucking just, you know, don't say you didn't. The decision was that Jones won. You're getting a second chance or another chance to fucking fight for the belt against one of the greatest of all time. So just fucking be, just don't say that you beat him. Just, you know, accept that the decision was leaning towards him, and that's it. But in the square off, when they were facing off, I was, you know, Jones being Jones. And the little push got people fucking hyped up, me included. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll be a good match. I know, I can't wait for that. It's gonna be in a month or so. More than a month, almost 2 months. Because it's towards the end of December. But I'm excited. I'm happy. And we'll, I think that the winner of these two guys will face DC. I think DC, he's saying that he just wants to do one more match, but I think in the long run, DC would do either Alexander or Jones. Which, if I was DC, I wouldn't do it. I would just fight Brock, make my money, and fuck everybody else. But, you know, that's just what I would do. But we'll see. We'll see. I really hope he does not take another match besides the Brock Lesnar one. Because as a fighter, I think they always want to, you know, you always want to go out on top. Because you lose, you're like, oh, man, okay, I'll do one more. I'll do one more. And it does not help you at all. So, you know, it'd be interesting if he does take the winner of these two guys. It's going to be kind of hard, though, if he does. If he does. It's not going to be easy. Other than that, guys, leave a comment on @media_87. Or on this... on the app, leave me a message. Other than that, we're out.